From the Julie Lawton Studio on Pearl Street in Laguna Beach, California, this is KXFM Human Crafted Radio.
And Human Crafted Radio at 9 o'clock has Neighboring with the Mayor, Bob Whalen's on the phone right now. How are you this morning, Bob?
I'm great, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, you know, the sun's popping out. It was a nice wet evening to wet down the plants a little bit, and we're enjoying Laguna Beach during the fall season when the tourist crowd is smaller and enjoyment is greater for the residents, at any rate, at this time of the year. I wanted to ask you about the memorials you just did for the fallen police officers. There's one at Aliso Beach. Can you explain that one for us?
Yes, that was the bridge that goes up from Aliso, you know, over Aliso Creek there, which was built in 1927, I think, has been worked on since, but originally built, will now be known as the Officer John Cucci Bridge. State Senator Janet Nguyen, our state senator, was able to get a resolution passed through the legislature designating the bridge in honor of John Cucci, an officer who died September 21st, 2013. So it was quite a ceremony, very moving, a big crowd down there. And it was wonderful that we were 10 years later able to get this memory for John in place.
Is there going to be a plaque or memorial there in that location?
There will be. The senator told me because they did a She's done a similar dedication up in Huntington Beach for another officer down there, Nick Vella, who actually has roots in Laguna because his parents live here. But it takes Caltrans, our friends at Caltrans, anywhere from 12 to 18 months to get the plaque prepared and installed. So it will be a while before we actually see the plaque there, but there will be a plaque.
That bridge from the 1920s is a beautiful piece of architecture. It's gorgeous the way it looks. So now there was another police officer's memorial that you guys did also last week.
Well, back at the headquarters there is the eternal sculpture that was dedicated about 8 or 9 years ago in memory of not only Officer Cucci, but the original officer French, who died in the 1950s, shot at due to a gunshot wound.
Wow.
Wound on his way to the hospital in Santa Ana. And the interesting piece about that, Tom, history is that was the impetus for the hospital in Laguna Beach. A bunch of citizens came together after that and said, you know, had we had a local hospital to go to, the officer might not have died. So he's eternally remembered on that plaque at the outside the police station.
And Mayor Whalen, you were one of the spearhead people of getting the hospital rolling in Laguna Beach, and how it's going through some changes. Did you want to address that at all?
Yeah, as I shared last night at the city council, we are going to have an update from the hospital CEO October 10. He'll make a presentation at the start of the council meeting to update us, and has committed to written updates quarterly, and then probably twice a year at council. They're going through quite a process of trying to figure out what the services going forward are going to look like at the hospital. They've clearly cut back some of the services. He assures me the long-term goal of the hospital is to augment, not decrease, the health services that will be available from that campus. So we'll see. I think, you know, there certainly are members of the community that have had different messages from their own doctors and nurses down there. So there's concern in the community. And, you know, we need to, and we will, continue this dialogue with the hospital to really get good insight into what they're planning in the years ahead.
Certainly a part of our emergency planning programming, and I wanted to ask you about your showing at City Hall for the emergency preparedness program. How did that go?
I think it went very well. We've had very good feedback. Our first responders, led by the fire department, but also our police chief participated in it. Our marine safety chief was up there. Head of Public Works, Mark McAvoy, was up there to describe a lot of the infrastructure that we've put in place to, kind of facilitate wildfire safety. So I do want to stress again for people who weren't able to make it, you can go to the website, a city website. You'll find it archived there. It was about, a little under 2 hours, and some real good practical suggestions for all of us, as residents here, as to how to prepare. And it's one of those things that's easy to put off, I think, Tom. It's kind of like doing your taxes, right? You don't want to really get things organized and prepare, but they kept hammering that home. That's what we have to do. We have to be organized to go and know what you want to take, have it in one place or two places where it's easily accessible and be ready to go. The other big takeaway was, and this is, people ask about evacuation all the time. It's a challenging process here in Laguna. The biggest takeaway I had there was that if we have to evacuate, if we can all, take one car instead of two cars if you're a two-car family, or three cars if you're a three-car family, take one car. It will reduce the evacuation time by over an hour, close to an hour and a half.
And then get on the radio and listen to the KXFM emergency broadcast, as well as the kits that you gave from the city for emergency kits, have crank radios that can pick up a signal if power's out for other purposes. We really appreciate all you've been doing to help protect us and make us ready for events that do occur. It's not like we're not going to have another fire or a big earthquake. It's ready to come. So Bob Whalen's been doing as much as he can to keep that keep us informed. I really like that.
Well, thanks, Tom. We've got a big team at the city that spends a lot of time thinking about that, and our Emergency Disaster Preparedness Committee, as you and I have talked about before, our CERT volunteers, somewhere between 250 and 300 of them, people have been trained. So it's a community-wide effort. It needs to be, given where we live and the risks we face. And as you just said, and I couldn't agree more, it's not a matter of if, it's when.
Well, we also wanted to mention the Rotary Club of Laguna Beach 19th Annual Classic Car Show. What a good organization Rotary is for giving money to nonprofits, but the city had to step in. They're going to help get that parking arranged, and 140 cars? That's a lot.
I know. It's going to be fun. There's always some amazing, vehicles down there to see and talk to the owners about, and everybody's very proud of their car. So it was a fun day on Sunday, this Sunday, right, October 1st. So
that's right.
Hope people come down and spend spend an hour or so walking through and enjoying it, and then you can walk downtown and have a cup of coffee or get a bite to eat. So it's a fun day. I'm looking forward to being down there.
And look, come into the KX tent. There's going to be myself or others at the DJ stage there, and would love to have you come by and say howdy. Also, the South Laguna Community Garden Park is doing a concert and picnic in the Garden Park on Saturday from 2 to sunset. So it's like bring a picnic like they do at Bluebird, and then we'll be live music with our garden band and a couple of cabaret performers coming all the way from Montreal. That's going to be good fun at the Garden Park on Saturday.
That's terrific. That sounds great. Well, Tom, you're always out there playing music for at our events, whether it's downtown on one of the Fête de la Musique or down
Hospitality Night. Yeah.
Hospitality Night. Yeah, it's great to have that local flavor that you bring us.
Well, thank you. Anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners?
No, I think we had a good council meeting last night. We welcomed in our new city attorney, Megan Garibaldi from Best, Best & Krieger, and then our interim city manager was with us. So, we did announce last night, we are meeting Friday afternoon in special closed session to interview consultants to assist us with the process of, you know, recruiting a new city manager that, as we've talked, will take about 4 to 6 months. But we're moving ahead, and as you say, this is. I'll just leave you with this. This is some of my favorite time of year. You know, the fall weather. It's not quite as hot, but it's still warm in the day and cool at night. So, hope everybody enjoys a great weekend out there.
Well, thank you, Mayor Bob Whalen. We're going to play a tune by the Duotones called Beach City Bop, because I figured that's pretty good for Laguna Beach. Thanks so much for calling, Mayor Whalen.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.